The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Watching the Throne is presented by Film Colossus, where you can find in-depth analyses of movies, such as How Legolas is the Kobe Bryant of Middle-earth, and Why the Night Before is the Ultimate Argument for Legalizing Marijuana. Check it out at filmcolossus.com.
Everybody want to know what I would do if I didn't win. I guess we'll never know.
So keep it love, I don't get enough of it.
Jesus just rose again.
Listen to the kids.
Welcome to Watching the Throne,
a lyrical analysis of Kanye West.
I am sometimes mostly known as Chris, but other times known as Christopher Lambert.
Yep, sometimes I'm known as Travis, sometimes Travis Lee, sometimes Travis Lee Bean, sometimes T.L. Bean, sometimes just Lee. But today I'm just going to be good old Travis Bean, because that's how all the Throners know me. And all you Throners out there. And we are joined by a very special guest who you've heard her written words, but you never heard her actual voice. Well, unless you know her, then I assumed you've heard her voice. I mean, that would only make sense. She is a person. She's sitting across from me. She's wearing a black shirt. She likes Kanye, maybe? We don't know. We'll find out. And her name? Do you care if we say your name?
No.
Anna Zek.
Hello.
Wow. What? That was
such a
buildup.
I know.
Wow. I'm on the edge of my seat,
and I was
the one saying it.
I know. Speaking of my actual voice, I would like to apologize in advance for my Minnesotan accent and my use of the word like and literally incorrectly.
That's okay. We both do that.
I'm aware of it. I know it's annoying.
I'm told I have a Central Illinois accent by my girlfriend, and I think it makes, like, I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, never heard of such a thing.
No. My dad kind of has a little twang to his voice, but, like, I have nothing.
You both sound Canadian to me.
Oh.
Well, I don't mind sounding Canadian.
That's true.
I wonder if Minnesota will eventually rub off of me, and I'll start, you know, doing the
long O's.
Yeah.
I know. It probably will.
Probably. If I stay here long enough, then I know it's time to get out.
I'm gonna get me a Texan accent and a gun. Maybe a cow, steer, a ranch.
Wow, you should get a cow.
Scary.
I tried to press that when you said you were gonna get a gun, but you know.
Oh well, also Chris of a cow, kind of scary.
Good point.
So listeners that have for some reason listened to multiple episodes of this may now notice that we have a scary button, which is pretty, what's the word for it?
High tech?
No, I was going to go with scary. I wanted you to hit the button.
Oh, wait. Crap. Oh, do it again. I'll cut all this out. Okay. Do it again.
Have your finger on the button.
Pray for me.
I can't even. It's so ridiculous. We have a scary button, and the word for it's,
scary.
Yeah, that's the word for it.
Nailed it.
Perfect timing.
This is our, fourth story.
Mm-hmm. And, as I alluded to earlier, Anna's been writing our, keeping updates that we have every week on the...
Correct.
News episodes, because we like Kim, we're big fans of her, and this is what's gonna make this story cool, is because I think typically
cool.
Very cool. pretty cool,
guys.
I don't
know about that.
I think there's the typical attitude of Kanye fans to, like, even Kanye fans kind of hate Kim sometimes.
Correct. I actually was anti-Kimye at the beginning.
You didn't want Kanye a part of her life?
I didn't, and it's so classist.
That's interesting.
Of me.
So you came in as a Kim fan and didn't want Kanye disrupting that.
No, I came in as fans of both of them.
Oh, gotcha, gotcha.
But I was pro Kanye. I thought it wasn't a good idea for him to be associated with the Kardashians.
And why is that?
I mean, at the time, they were a lot more fame whore-y.
Okay.
You can even believe that.
I cannot.
Yeah. And I just, like, I don't know. I just didn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
One bit, for all the same reasons that I think everyone else did.
Sure.
I feel like I didn't understand their love.
Sure. I mean, that's fair. I bet a lot of people just saw it as, like, publicity or something.
Yeah, and then she got pregnant so fast, and I was like, oh, bad idea.
Right.
But here I am, and I love them so much.
I was just talking to somebody the other day that thought their marriage was actually a publicity stunt.
A lot of people do. Like, they don't buy
it. They still think it?
Yeah.
I don't know how you could watch the show and still think that.
I know. They truly have, like, natural chemistry.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That's very obvious.
I get excited every time I hear her talk about Kanye, because you can just tell, like, the vocabulary she uses to describe him is very, like, caring and concerned. And, like, she gets what he's doing and what he wants to do. And I think what we see in Wolves is that he understands where she's coming from and what she has to do. They both... Mm-hmm. understand the performance art aspects of life that they each take on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's really impressive for her to embrace the life of Pablo, because this album is largely about his infidelity and his struggle with cheating. To hear her, you know, take on his problems, like, head on, basically. And, like,
yeah.
I don't know. They do a lot of interesting things, and they clearly support each other.
Yeah, it's really interesting. So, this is so embarrassing, but I've seen every single episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians and every single spinoff that they've had. Thank you. Thank you so much.
What are the spinoffs? What are those?
Okay, Kourtney and Khloe Take Miami, two seasons. Khloe and Lamar, two seasons.
Okay.
Kourtney and Kim, Take Miami.
Okay.
Two seasons of Kourtney and Kim Take New York, and one season of Kourtney and Khloe Take the Hamptons.
Is Kourtney in every one?
She is, because they all revolve around them opening a new Dash store.
Okay.
And she's the president of Dash, supposedly. But anyway, so when Kim was married to Chris Humphries, that was on Kourtney and Kim Take New York.
Right.
And it's really interesting to see the dynamic of their relationship, because there was one episode where Kim was saying she didn't want to move to Minnesota, which is where Chris Humphries is from.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And he was like, why? In 5 years, you're not going to be famous. Like, no one is going to be, like, paying attention to you. And Kanye would never say it. He truly, like, believes in her brand maybe more than she does. And he's so supportive.
Totally.
Yeah.
Huh.
It's just interesting. I
can't believe Chris Humphries would say that.
Yeah,
she made that bitch famous.
I know. He was like, 4 years ago, you just, like, were a clerk at a store in the Valley. Like, that's what his attitude was like.
Right.
He, I think, thought he was famous. Stupid. I know. Oh, my God. He was the worst. I hated him so much.
Well, so for someone that has watched every episode of The Kardashians, how much do you think something like that kind of conversation with Chris is part of the stirring the pot drama, and how much do you think that's, like, him saying that to her?
That was, like, truly just an aside. Mm-hmm. Like, just kind of a throwaway comment.
Right.
And the thing with him was he had, like, no filter, and he would just say stuff like this. So I think he genuinely meant that. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that they were using that for drama at all.
Yeah,
which
I think
even more sad.
Yeah, totally.
Probably the duration of their marriage shows that there was probably communication issues between the two of them.
How long did they date?
They dated for 6 months. They met, got engaged, got married, and got divorced all in the same year.
Oh, wow.
2011.
So I guess that's, like, why a lot of people were, if you're a Kanye fan, you're kind of like, why are you doing this? Like, she's obviously somebody who's just, like, grabbing attention. And I'm not defending it, but, like, I maybe that's where they're coming from.
Yeah. And for the record, I do think there are aspects of the Kardashians that are problematic.
Well,
like, I don't
sure.
think the fame whoring, but, like, I do think they appropriate Black culture and don't give it any credit. Like, they're always taking things that, like, the boxer braids and stuff like that.
Oh, right.
That have been part of Black culture for so long and not giving any credit, or, like, they're the ones that make it quote-unquote trendy.
Right. That's interesting.
Yeah.
I never thought about that.
Yeah. And Khloé, she truly sometimes acts like she's Black, or just, like, has this attitude, like, because she was married to a Black man that she can just say certain stuff. And I'm like, you absolutely cannot.
Although I'm at the point where I just defend everything Khloé says.
I know. I love her. She's my favorite one.
She's the most real.
She is, by far.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were going to hit the scary button.
No, I wasn't. I have to make sure. Who cares? So, I guess we should get into your story, though. That's why we're here.
Correct.
Story time.
Yeah. The yay, though, in your story is kind of a Kim yay. Like, it's not just Kanye.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of your relationship with Kanye probably has to do with Kim.
Mm-hmm. Although I have been a fan of Kanye since the very beginning.
Okay. Do you remember the first time you heard Kanye?
It was on the school bus.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It must have been when I was in the 10th grade. And my bus driver listened to, like, the urban radio station at the time, B96. Mm. Shout out. It no longer
exists.
Which
your parents wouldn't let you listen to.
No, that is untrue. That is untrue. And they would always play Jesus Walks.
Okay, Jesus Walks.
Yeah, and that was the first one that I remember hearing. And I was like, yeah, this is good. Yeah. So I think at the beginning I was like, yeah, man.
Right on, yay.
So yo, bus driver, turn it up.
Yo.
Start a chant on the bus. Like, Jesus Walks.
Pretty much.
I like that.
Is what happened.
I feel like everybody's first Kanye song is Jesus Walks.
Well, that was the first single.
Big radio hit, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, it was.
It's so crazy to me that he wanted New Workout Plan to be the first single.
It is crazy.
That would have not gone well, I feel like.
No.
Like, who is this motherfucker? Like,
no.
You could tell he loved it because he, like, made a video for it and everything. And
oh, my God. It's just so weird. I forgot about that. Yeah, that was weird.
I say Free 99. People are going to love that shit.
Free 99.
Oh, my God.
Although I do love the little skit that opens it.
So your first impressions were pretty positive then when you heard the single. When did you start listening to Kanye's music on your own, or first get a download or buy the album?
So I always bought the albums, but I feel like...
Really?
Yes.
Huh.
Yeah, I've always listened to him, but I would say I was more of like a casual fan. And
so you casually bought albums. You were always buying music.
Okay, I don't know if I bought them, but I was downloading them on LimeWire and
gotcha.
Stuff like that back in the day.
Okay, I understand. Okay.
Yeah, and so I always like listened to it, but I wasn't as devoted as I am now.
Sure.
Partly because I think, like, when I was in high school and stuff, social media, this makes me sound old, but I'm not. But social media just wasn't really around.
Sure.
Even the internet like wasn't what it is today. Really?
Yeah, I was dialing up on AOL back then.
Exactly. Yeah, DSL was like, whoa.
Yeah.
You're rolling in it. So I wasn't as, like, familiar with his message. Like, you only really got that if there was a profile of him or something.
Yeah.
And I wasn't, like, reading Rolling Stone that much when I was 16 years old.
Right. Were you ever part of the Kanye backlash? Were you kind of like, oh, this guy's a dick?
Okay, I did watch... the VMAs when he interrupted. I was watching when he interrupted Taylor Swift.
Okay, what album was out by then?
That was...
808s.
Oh, 808s was already out.
It was.
Okay.
Yeah, this was... Must have been either 2009 or 2010.
Okay.
And I totally thought he was a dick.
Right.
I was like, this poor little girl, blah, blah, blah. And it was really awkward to be watching on live TV.
You watched it live?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So it was, like, very confusing.
Mm-hmm.
I remember, like,
so,
what is going on.
So, like, from that point, you've downloaded the first three albums. You're just, like, on board. You've downloaded even... You liked 808s at the time?
I did. I wasn't as into it. I remember I was like, oh, God, this could be, like, the downfall of Kanye.
Oh,
now,
really?
Honestly, real talk, because of your guys' podcast, I revisited 808s, and I'm
so
obsessed
good.
With it.
It's so good.
It's so
Hell
good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I did the same thing, even though I've always loved 808s. I've always loved it. I would say in the last like couple years, I've grown to love it, but now I kind of realize that it's on the level of his like great stuff.
I always liked it, but I never like went back and listened to it really.
No. Like even when I did, but now I feel like doing this podcast and realizing like the narratives he's building, it is all there and it's like way more interesting to me. But that's cool that you liked it at the time. I feel like a lot of people like that became a make or break point. Like that happens and you have like the Taylor thing. It's just like, okay, I'm done with Kanye.
Yeah. I mean, the Taylor thing happened, but I never thought it was like that serious.
I remember the time I was defending Kanye. I was like, Beyonce should have won.
She absolutely should have. Single Ladies is an iconic music video. I couldn't even tell you. I'm a Taylor fan, but I couldn't even tell you what music video she won for.
It was...
was it Love Story?
Yes, Love Story.
Okay, so the bad news is I can't tell you.
But that video is completely boring and cliche.
Yes.
There's nothing special about it.
No.
So, and then Kanye, about his whole thing is, like, he wants awards. He thinks award shows are important. He thinks they have, like, a chance to, like, promote, like, real art. And when he sees that happening, I mean, maybe it doesn't excuse what he did, but I remember at the time, I thought, just had this weird feeling in my back of my head, like, everybody hated him. And I was just kind of like, I kind of think he's right, though. Mm-hmm. Like, I kept thinking that. And then my, like, roommates confirmed. I was like, maybe, like, it's okay to feel this way. But yeah.
When that happened, I had never really listened to Taylor Swift. I liked 808s, but I still wasn't like a Kanye fan. So I thought it was hilarious when he did that.
It was.
Yeah.
Like, who does
it's
that
It's hilarious
shit?
And like kind of awkward.
It was really awkward because no one knew what was going on.
Right.
Yeah,
did
it was.
You feel kind of bad for Taylor because, like, she won. She should be able to go up there and, like, accept her award like anybody else does.
Yeah, absolutely.
Everyone always agrees with whoever wins what award. Like, yeah, I don't know. But.
And then she was just standing up on stage and there's that, like, really long shot of her. And it was really awkward before they cut to commercial or whatever happened.
But now what Taylor's been up to lately, I kind of don't mind.
Oh, absolutely not. She, I mean, good for her for leveraging that situation or taking advantage of it. But at the same time, she's not forthright about that.
No.
I have Love Story playing. I've never watched this music video. And I don't get it.
It's just...
I mean,
it's very derivative.
Yeah. It's just like a...
Is it...
90s, like, is it, teen high school movie condensed into, like, 3 minutes.
Oh, and she was, like, 18 or 19 at the time.
Right.
Is it because it's just, like, a period piece and they have, like, period clothing?
No, and they're high school, isn't it?
No, that...
Oh, that's the video I'm thinking of.
That's You Belong With Me.
Oh, that's the video I'm thinking of.
Yeah, Love Story it's literally like a Romeo and Juliet situation.
Maybe that's the one that won then. Maybe I'm wrong. I thought the high school video one was the one that won.
They're both bad.
That's, well, I can't speak on Love Story because I don't know what it is, but I
she is just wearing like a corset and this huge ball gown, and I mean, it's just
her videos are
so
better
basic.
Today.
Yeah.
I get why it won. It has layers. It starts off with them at a modern high school, and then it goes back to historic times. So it's comparing then and now. That's
Hey, updating Mind Shakespeare blown. Is like a big deal.
Great point.
It's in the high school setting. That was like what the 90s were all about.
Yeah. Clueless. Yeah, that's not Shakespeare. Oh my God. That's Jane Austen.
That's Jane Austen.
I just found out that's Jane Austen like 2 weeks ago. I had no fucking idea. Yeah.
I mean, like, it isn't really. It's not as obvious as some of them are.
Yeah. Yeah, not like 10 Things I Hate About You.
No, not like that.
So when did you first dive into your Kanye like fandom and you're just like, I adore this music, I really like this guy, Kanye?
Okay. So it was My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. And I studied abroad in like the first half of 2011, and that album came out at the very end of 2010. So I had downloaded it and like, again, at the time, like, especially in France, like, the internet wasn't what it is now. And you couldn't really, like, download music unless you bought it on iTunes, which I was like, no. So I just didn't have, like, that much music when I was studying abroad.
Right.
So, and that was one of the albums that I did have. And I just listened to it so much.
Right.
And I would just, like, walk around Paris and just, like, have that blasting. And
out loud. You had, like, a little boombox.
Out
boom box.
Loud. I had a boombox.
Wow.
Yeah, it was something.
Yeah.
But Radio that's, Raheem. Like, where he recorded it.
Right.
And I also am, like, hugely into fashion. Mm. And Paris fashion was going on when I was there. And I would, like, stalk the shows and
right.
stand outside. And that was when he was going to a lot of fashion shows.
Right.
So I was always trying to, like, get a view of him. Never did. But
you never caught a glimpse?
Never did. But some of my friends did.
It's unfortunate.
So jealous. But it was just, I mean, nothing brings me back to, like, a very specific time in my life than that
That's
album.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's just such a masterpiece. It really is still my favorite.
Yeah.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
By far.
What were your thoughts then when Kanye announced that he was doing all of his fashion stuff and you saw his first fashion show?
This is, if I could talk to Kanye, this is something that I would love to talk to him about because...
Oh, we'll get him on the show.
Yeah.
We'll make sure you're there.
Great. Perfect.
I think we'll carve out like an hour or two for the fashion part of the discussion.
Yes.
It's going to be like 10 hours, so...
Only 10.
Hi. Oh, Pastoria guest just walked in.
Lauren Kelly, everyone.
Hey. All right.
Fresh off a run to the liquor store.
You're not recording yet?
We are.
Oh, we are.
Oh.
You're just part of this episode now.
This is real life, guys. By the way, you know when you're listening, I'm speaking directly to other throners here.
Okay.
You know when you're listening to a podcast and you're imagining like where they're recording?
Mm-hmm.
Just a quick little aside that we're sitting in Travis and Lauren's apartment, which is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
It has brick walls. It's two stories. We're sitting in their kitchen, which has granite countertops and a dishwasher. NBD, guys.
Dishwasher is a must.
It's a must.
I won't even entertain the thought of living somewhere.
This is a bougie fucking place. So.
I'll take it.
Now you have a great visual.
Yeah.
Also, they have stickies on their fridge of the American flag.
Yeah. We're not fucking around.
Nope.
We celebrate
America.
It's hardcore. Yep. We're going to drink some PBRs and watch Rocky IV while we're at it.
Or some boxed wine.
Yeah.
And drink some boxed wine.
Yeah.
But that's just kind of an everyday thing.
Oh, so what's if you could say one thing to Kanye?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so I have a lot of thoughts about his first fashion line, and he hasn't really talked about it that much. I was on board with him. I think he has, like, huge talent and vision, but his first line was just executed really poorly. Like, it really was. It was, the fit was sloppy, the hemlines were uneven, like, it just didn't look good.
You just mean objectively no one could have said, like, this looks good?
I mean, the ideas were good and they were fine, but the fit and just, like, the construction was objectively poor, if you really look at it.
I feel like, but couldn't you say that about, like, an amateur filmmaker who, like, puts together something that is technically sloppy and not what, like, your average movie maker would do, but, like, that gives it personality and that and the vision is still there? Like, I don't know.
I think fashion is different than that. I think that it's okay if you take conceptual ideas in fashion or a theme and it just doesn't really work. But, like, there have been a lot of examples with, like, Marc Jacobs, for example, in the 90s, came out with a grunge collection before grunge was out. And he got fired for it because people were like, this is bad. But now it's universally acclaimed. It's, like, a huge moment in fashion. Mm. But at the end of the day, the clothes still have to fit well.
Right.
They have to fit as they're intended to.
So my example would be like, you made a great movie and put it on a disc that doesn't fit in a DVD player.
Yes. Yes. Exactly.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. And I think, too, like, he didn't... I think now he blames that he's a celebrity, but I think of Victoria Beckham, a.k.a. Posh Spice. And the Olsen twins, Mary-Kate and Ashley, both have fashion lines that are very well received and respected, but they started off very small.
Right.
The Olsen twins, it was one t-shirt, and Victoria Beckham, it was a tight collection of dresses.
Sure.
And that's not Kanye's style.
Right.
He went big. He had a fashion show immediately. That's not very common. Usually you start off with a presentation or editors come to your showroom and look at it.
Right.
And he started with inviting every single person in the fashion community, this huge production of a show. And I think you kind of have to deliver if you're making this huge statement.
Sure.
And he just didn't.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's, you're talking about, Travis, your movie experience too. That would be like somebody making this really rough movie and then having the leverage and power to screen it in like 3,000 theaters right. across the country. And people are like, why is this?
Right.
Like, it's fine if he wants to make movies, but this should be something that's like a stepping stone, not something that's getting this grand.
Yeah, totally.
If Kanye had probably come out with these clothes in a smaller, as Anna is saying, like, situation or followed the typical path, probably
right.
people probably wouldn't have been as condemning as they were.
Yeah, but that's also my thing about Kanye is I think that's what makes him great, is that I think that's the difference between him and somebody who will never reach his level is you when you're like a rock star, when
yeah.
you're somebody that wants, like, you have to overreach. You have to reach for great. Mm-hmm. You have to, it, when you reach beyond things, sometimes that means like you misstep and you pull back something like unfortunate, but like because he does that, he's able to reach those amazing heights he eventually gets to.
You're right. But my question also would be, he had a second collection and the problems persisted. The same problems persisted.
Another misstep. Do you think
I
it
guess.
Exists? In the, wait, so the second one, is that the Madison Square Garden or is that three?
No, he had, with his first collection, he showed twice.
Okay.
The first one had fit problems and the second one did too. This was like his original
right.
line,
gotcha.
You know?
So the Madison Square Garden, is that three?
Nope. So he okay. had those two with his original Kanye
okay.
West collection. Then he had that. He's had three with Yeezy.
Okay.
The first one, God, it's really eluding me, like, what that one was.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second one was when he debuted Wolves.
Okay.
Remember? And then the third one was Madison Square Garden.
That's right.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. The second
and
one
I
was
think,
New York Fashion Week.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the ones for Yeezy have all been great.
Okay.
And they've been well received. I mean, they are what they are. It's not like mind-blowing clothes, but he's executing what he
sure.
has set out to do.
Sure.
And they're like cool and fit well and everything.
Yeah.
Right.
So
I
that would be my one question. He's never admitted that first collection didn't really work. He's never he wouldn't. But wouldn't that be, I mean, why not?
Yeah, well, he does own up to things a lot, too, so that is kind of surprising.
Yeah, and he is, like with Yeezus, ranting against the fashion industry on a lot of things I agree with, but I also would want to ask him, like, you had an opportunity, you had this huge stage, and it didn't work.
Right.
So, I mean, you can't, on some level at least, blame the fashion industry for not being like, yeah, okay, every single time, we'll greet you with open arms.
Totally.
Just my opinion.
It's good to get somebody's take on the fashion stuff. Because I remember when the clothesline first came out, you know, you have so many hot takes in the moment where people are just throwing out opinions on things. It's been a while since I've heard somebody talk about that first line and how it looks and what it means four years later.
Right.
Like, as you're saying with Marc Jacobs' grunge line, like, it took years for people to be like, hey, that was an iconic moment. But at the time, people were probably like, what the fuck, Marc Jacobs?
Well, not so much an iconic moment for Kanye, though.
It would be interesting if in 10 years we were like, wow, that was so underrated. You know?
Yeah.
I was just looking at the clothes again, and there are really, like, weird fit problems, but I still like a lot of the elements to them.
Yes, so do I.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I
think it's,
like it.
Yeah, cool, and I like the furs, and the shoes are really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot about the shoes. My giant microphone was blocking that portion of the screen.
But I do think that Yeezus really opened my eyes to also like the elitism in the fashion industry.
Sure.
I was always defending the fashion industry, and I like believed in kind of how it was set up. Mm-hmm. And Yeezus really did.
That's cool.
Blow my mind open about that. And I was always like, like when I found out how much of Yeezus was about fashion, mm-hmm. I was like, God, this is just like kind of trivial.
Right.
That's what I thought. And now I can really see how like it's representing a whole lot more, mm-hmm. you know?
Sure.
So I really, really, really like that a lot.
That he's trying to get at the, like you said, the elitism, but...
Not just, like, the fashion industry is only one example
right.
of that.
Sure.
Like, it's everywhere, and I think mm-hmm. he's just...
I mean, that's
like,
a big part of his music, too.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
That is interesting.
And then, what did you think when Life of Pablo came out?
Well, did we cover Yeezus?
So I do want to say about Yeezus that... Actually, what's interesting about Kanye, having been a fan for so long, is that... Not only, like, are the albums, like, when you go back and listen to it, they're about such specific times in his life.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, they just represent such a specific time.
Yeah.
But they also represent, like, a very specific time for me, too.
Okay.
So when I go back and listen to any of them, I'm like, oh, man, this reminds me of blah or mm-hmm. whatever. Just like I'm sure it does for him, too.
Yeah.
So Yeezus came out after I graduated from college. And I was kind of, like, floundering around.
Mm-hmm. You were a nomad.
I was a nomad, guys.
Wandering the country with your little stick and bag.
That was a hobo.
Yep.
But I was, like, working internships. I had finally gotten hired on where we work now. But I was mm-hmm. like, what the actual fuck am I doing? And,
right.
like, all those interviews that he was giving at the time and, like, the passion and the anger... really spoke to me, like, I needed that. Mm-hmm. And I would just, like, watch those interviews.
So you were on board for Yeezus.
1,000%.
Okay.
I would, like, watch those interviews in my tiny little office during my lunch break at our old offices. That's Travis awesome. And I worked together, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Side note.
A lot of Kanye discussion goes on throughout the day.
So much.
I'm really jealous of this.
You and I talk about Kanye constantly. We have a show where we talk about it.
So
doesn't mean I don't want more.
Yeah.
That's true. Great there could point. Always be more.
Yeah. And that's when I really was like 1,000% on like Stan Life. Yeah. I got his message. I was on board for every single one of his, what I do like to refer to as motivational speeches during his concerts. Mm-hmm. Other people call them rants. That's just rude.
I don't mind if they call it a rant.
Me
it
neither.
Still does the same thing.
I also was supposed to be at the Minneapolis concert.
We all share a connection.
I know.
All four people in this apartment right now.
Still sad about that.
Well, Chris isn't here in spirit.
Yeah, thanks for counting me as there.
I feel like you're here. I feel like you're like always just like on my lap or something, just like right with me.
Ew.
Right around the corner, staring at you.
Well, that's interesting. I mean, you probably didn't think it was better than My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, though. Or probably still don't.
I feel like this is such a basic answer, like,
right.
it's, and it really annoys me that it's my own answer, but yeah, I do still
it's hard
like,
to, honestly, it's hard to argue, I think, because My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasies, from front to back, is just impeccable.
Yes.
So it's hard to think, like, things could be better than it.
I know.
But then, one thing I wanted to ask, though, do you remember when Kim and Kanye crossed for you, is that something... You mentioned you kind of struggled with it, but did it affect, like, what you thought of Kanye's music at all?
Actually, what I'm extremely obsessed with, like, when I'm bored or it's late at night, what I like to do is research the history. Oh, my God, you guys.
We talked about their history before the show. It's been rudimentary. We don't really know.
Yes.
Okay.
The history of Kim and Kanye's relationship. And because they've known each other for 10 years.
Right.
And they... had dated in the past. Mm-hmm. And what I'm most obsessed with is, so in 2010, Kanye was with Amber and Kim was with Reggie Bush. Mm-hmm. And Amber has said that they were cheating together, Kim and Kanye, which I 1,000% believe. And I also love Amber, by the way. So then they broke up, those two couples. And for a while in 2010, Kim and Kanye got together. And she went to Chicago with him. Mm-hmm. And he was, like, at her birthday party and stuff like that. He, little known fact, wrote, like, what ended up being Lost in the World, those lyrics were a poem that he wrote to Kim in an email.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, like, you're my angel, you're my devil, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
That was...
Holy shit.
Yes,
and
that was
he wouldn't have
Kim.
Been with her when... then, right?
No. All so right. It's
so
like
that makes sense for the end of that album.
Exactly. So it's like they were cheating on each other. They broke up so they could be together.
Right.
And then something happened to make them break up. And then she goes and marries Chris Humphries. And I like need to know what that was.
Yeah, absolutely. We need to have a special where we just cover their timeline.
Yeah,
really
I just
try to figure it out.
I'm really obsessed with trying to figure out their timeline.
Maybe we'll have Kanye on the show if we can get him here. It should only take, like, 5-6 hours of his time.
And in an episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, their wedding episode, they had this dinner, and everyone was going around and telling stories about Kim and Kanye, and Lorraine Schwartz, the jeweler, who designed her engagement ring, was telling the story about how years ago Kanye wanted to marry her and came and, like, started to design a ring and stuff.
Really?
Yeah. Which is just crazy.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Also sounds like something he'd do.
It sounds like something he would do. Yeah.
Man, the fact that we could piece together the relationship histories like this puts into perspective all the more the famous video.
Sure.
Yes.
Like, we know the intimate details of their lives.
Yeah, like, right.
Mm-hmm. And I love Bond, too. Oh, by the way, another note about... Oh, I guess this is in my top five, though. Whatever.
Okay.
About My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy.
Okay.
Is that if I have a wedding, which I don't really want, nor am I, like, engaged, I want to walk down the aisle to the interlude from All of the Lights.
Okay. I like that.
It's so beautiful.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Just thinking about what the song leads to, though, is what I'm thinking.
Yeah, I know. But, like...
like, having like, some violins play the music?
Yeah.
Yeah. That would be really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I hope it happens.
But
yeah,
I wonder if the breakup was caused by something like Kanye cheating, and that's where a lot of the inspiration for Life of Pablo comes from.
It could be. I mean, I feel like you can't sing about the stuff he does in Life of Pablo unless it comes from a very deep personal place. Like, I feel like that's all he does.
You're right.
He's probably had problems with cheating. I mean, when you get to that level, it's hard to not become a monster. And
yuck. Look at our boy Jay-Z.
Oh, I lost the connection.
What? I know. Yeah, that's a really great point.
Like, Jay has Beyonce, the queen bitch, and
don't even get me started.
You're a Bay fan.
I'm a huge Bay fan too.
Queen Bay.
And then,
saying?
Life of Pablo, right?
Yes.
That's where we're at.
Oh,
and
man.
Yay or nay?
1,000 times yay.
I know, I gotta say it.
I know it. What
you think.
Yeah, I have no idea. He's asking for...
Oh, yeah.
Wait, are you saying yay or yay?
I'm saying both. Yay to yay.
Okay, gotcha.
Yay to
yay.
Yay. So on board with Life of Pablo. Obsessed.
Well, not everyone is.
I know. Actually, you're right, and it still just confuses me. I just don't understand.
Confuses me how there are dumb people in the world.
Pretty much. No, I mean, I feel like at work every day we were checking to see if it was out or just like tracking the progress.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I mean, remember when it was called Swish? Remember when it was called Swear to God?
So Help Me God.
So Help Me God. So excuse me, everyone.
I think it had another name too, didn't it?
Waves.
Waves.
And then Life of Pablo.
Waves was very short-lived, I think.
Yeah. I loved All Day.
Which
I love Only One still. Oh, I cried so hard
absolutely.
When I
was actually
that song.
I felt like at the time I was one of the only people that actually liked Only One.
I know, so everyone was like, it's so corny. Bleh.
That's what they sound like to me too.
When I first heard it, I thought it was really cheesy, but I didn't realize the perspective. I thought it was just him singing about like North, and then when I realized he was singing from the perspective of his mom talking.
It has layers.
I was just like, oh, shit, that's much more, Jesus.
Yeah.
Like, impressive.
But even if it was just him, like, just the affect of his voice and, like, I don't know, everything about it, like, works for me on a sonic level. I love listening to it. And the video is amazing.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh. There's a video?
Yeah, it's of North and Kanye together.
I feel like
together.
You never know about Kanye's videos.
Who directed it? Spike Jonze?
Is it really?
I kind of
thought
so.
Just Kanye did.
Oh, no.
He directed
it
on an iPhone.
This.
He shot it on an iPhone.
Oh, see. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. I could see Spike Jonze doing that.
It was... Oh, God, you guys. I'm so sad for my own self, but it was on an episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Did they premiere it there?
They didn't, but they showed behind the scenes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, see, which was really cool. It. Mm-hmm.
Sweet. He's had some... So he did that with Spike Jonze, and then he had the All Day I Feel Like That video with...
Steve McQueen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was...
Go Kanye.
Yeah, he's killing it.
Kanye, indeed. Yeah, I'm also going to the St. Pablo tour. So pumped.
Same concert.
Same concert.
Excel Center.
Yeah. Cried so hard listening to the album. Songs still make me cry. I'll be driving around and Ultralight Beam will just... get me.
Absolutely. Oh. I feel you. I honestly, and this is just a more previews for the Waves episode, Waves gets to me hardcore because it makes sense to me why at one time this album was called Waves. Because I feel like so much of what Kanye is going through, his trajectory on the album, dealing with cheating, like I feel like that's all represented in Waves, like amazingly.
Mm-hmm.
And that song really gets to me.
Yeah, I agree.
It feels like he just sounds so desperate to me. That sounds like he wants like to be loved and like find like that comfort.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Yeah. Question, you guys. When you listen to Kanye, do you find yourself listening to the newer albums more or the old stuff? New Kanye versus old.
I miss the old Kanye.
Shoot.
There are bits and pieces I like. I think Freestyle 4 is an immense improvement. I don't like what he did, the feedback.
No.
Oh, no.
That's
albums,
not my
albums.
Question. Albums.
Oh, yeah. My
like,
bad.
Do you find yourself listening to the newer albums or, like, the old?
Like, 808 On or Graduation?
I'm talking, like, Graduation, College Dropout, yeah.
I don't even listen to the old ones.
Neither do I.
If I do, it's Graduation. No.
I'll listen to single tracks from the original ones. Like, I still really fuck with Gold Digger and some other tracks, but... it's mostly 808s on through Life of Pablo, and recently it's just been like all Life of Pablo and Yeezus.
Yeah, me too. Those are the only two. I
feel like we're such anomalies.
Yeah,
truly.
We were just listening to. I think it's okay to mention this because they seem fine. There's another Kanye podcast that's out now where they have like a bracket of all the Kanye songs.
Oh, that's interesting.
And they think College Dropout, it doesn't get better than College Dropout.
A lot of people do.
And like these are like hardcore stans who have a podcast about Kanye.
Yeah. I guess there are single tracks that are good, but there's a lot of them on the older albums that like aren't my fave.
Yeah. Oh yeah, totally. There are,
I don't want to be offensive,
not
here.
Not so much duds, but yeah, like just a lot of like whatever songs. Mm-hmm. Like
yeah.
I think a lot of those first three, like a lot of the tracks from the first three albums adhere to the standards that people have for music. Like they want clever lines, they want like catchy beats and hook and refrain. So a lot of what he was doing was maybe a step ahead of what everybody else was doing, but it was still very much in line with what everybody else is doing. It wasn't until 808s that he was really like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm just going to, I'm going to start doing the kind of art that I want to do. And maybe it was that he needed to make those albums in order to learn the rules that he needed to break.
Sure.
But
that could be.
It's
or
like
to
ever
literally
since
808s, like get permission from his label too.
Maybe.
Yeah, true. Like if he had tried to release Yeezus as his
oh my
first
God.
Album,
I wouldn't
oh,
want
he'd be
him
shut
to
down.
At the time.
Yeah.
Like,
true.
Like he needed to get to where he was to release something on that level.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I think he probably did the smart thing of balancing commercial and establishing like reputation and building brand to the point now where he's like, all right, everybody, gonna take this pink polo off. And you're gonna have to deal with the real me.
I brought up to Travis like a couple of days ago, like, remember how Kanye and Lady Gaga were gonna go on tour together? Like, that is just unfathomable now.
Right. Yeah.
They don't even make sense together.
They don't even, yeah, they never work together.
No. Yeah, it's just crazy.
Although we haven't talked about this, it is official that Chance will not be on the St. Pablo tour.
Truly devastated.
It's, yeah, he's doing his own shit. What the fuck's up with that?
I don't know. Maybe it's a publicity stunt and he's just going to show up.
That'd be so cool. No.
Probably not.
Probably not. And good for him he's going on his own tour.
Yeah, it's really good for Chance. I'm being selfish as to, like, why isn't he on tour with Kanye? But
also, why isn't he on tour with Kanye?
Exactly. I mean, Kendrick was, like, at a similar level.
Mm-hmm. I feel like Kendrick was much more popular at the time he went on tour with Kanye than what Chance is now.
Yeah, they were both, I mean, they're both huge. Like, they both have the potential to, yeah, be on tour with Kanye, for sure.
Well, it's good for Chance. Yeah, but Kanye still hasn't... I wonder who it's going to be.
I know, right? I can't even guess anymore.
Me neither.
I don't know.
If it's Big Sean,
I hope it's not Schoolboy Q.
Oh, God.
Unless he's going to come out.
I'll just be standing in the merch line, buying everything.
Wait, what if it's Big Sean? What would you do?
Oh, if it's Big Sean, that would be awesome.
No, it wouldn't.
I would love that.
I would obviously be singing along hardcore.
But you wouldn't love it?
I would not love it. Big Sean is terrible.
I like Big Sean.
I know you do.
I think I think his whole immature stick is on purpose.
I see. I don't.
Well, even if it isn't, he does it really well. I think there's something interesting about it. We've never really talked about Big Sean, but I think there is, and I would make a case for it.
Wow.
Like about what's the issue going on? His immaturity?
Yeah, he's kind of what's that line? He's like, I make your father's figure. Like, he's just, like, at this weird,
I mean, every one of his lines is stupid. But, like, great. I love it. I don't fuck with you is, like, my motto in life. No, it's not. Ultralight Beam is.
I don't fuck with you.
But stupid in, like, a way of, like, it's just young arrogance. Like, mm-hmm. Everything. And I feel like if you're gonna do it, like, do what Big Sean's doing. Like, every single line, like, you're saying is, like, out there and crazy. Like, it's not, like... When I listen to something like from Tyga, I just think that's like straight dumb. Like, I think it's like a boring kind of dumb.
You're right.
To whereas Big Sean, I'm like, I don't know. There's something about it to where like he's literally embodying like this guy who is like it's Kanye, but like in this like really stuck in like a 13-year-old's body.
Mm-hmm.
Like somebody who thinks he's the shit and doesn't want to hear anything that says otherwise. But like, you know, coming from some young immature kid. I don't know. There's something really interesting to me about all that.
How's that kind of arrogance and differ from Jay-Z's kind of arrogance that we deride on a episode-by-episode basis?
I guess with Jay-Z, it's more of like, I don't know. Because I guess with Big Sean, there's more... Like within the songs, like I feel like I can follow. There's more of a narrative, to whereas Jay-Z's kind of just like talking about things in his life.
Mm-hmm.
Like I don't know. Like I had to read Decoded to figure out what the fuck he was talking about half the time. Mm-hmm. Like I don't. I feel like I shouldn't have to do that to understand a song.
Okay, so you're saying that Jay-Z's too complex for you.
He's too complex.
And Big Sean is at your reading level.
Big Sean is like so obviously dumb. I think Jay-Z takes himself really seriously. I wouldn't say Big Sean takes himself seriously at all.
Oh, that's interesting. See, I feel like he does.
I think that's the image he has to put off, but I don't think he actually does.
I would be interested to find out.
I think
out.
He
I'm
essentially plays
research.
A character. That's what I find
interesting.
I think Jay-Z is just...
Jay-Z is not playing a character. Absolutely not.
No.
But I don't think Big Sean is either. Yeah. And by the way, you guys, I really like Jay-Z. I have no argument for why, which is a real problem when talking to Travis. But if there are listeners out there who every week rage at the Jay-Z news, much like I do, just kidding. I am a fellow Jay-Z fan.
All right. No, I like Jay-Z. He's fine.
Oh, yeah. That your voice just went in an upper register that like has
He's
never...
He's really good on Monster.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I love Blueprint
3.
Yeah,
you know, Jay-Z's all right.
He's great.
He's okay.
Chris and I both love Blueprint 3.
Man.
I love Blueprint
3.
So good.
Guys, no.
People think I'm ridiculously dumb for that.
Correct. fact.
Well, Travis at one point was listening through all of Jay-Z's discography, like starting from the first CD all the way through.
And I
was
reading
like,
the book.
Bro, when you get when you get to Blueprint, oh, that's when you were reading the book. Mm-hmm. Like when you get to Blueprint 3, like, I'm interested to hear what you have to say. He's like, yeah, I'm going to hate it. And then he loved it.
He's like, I think Jay-Z is just doing something so interesting on Blueprint 3. Yeah, I know. I know that that's your argument, yeah.
His energy is on a different level to me. But,
Well, bottom line, we don't know who's opening for Kanye.
No, and we'll hash this big shot. Because I think I'm right.
What are your top five Kanye songs? Wrapping up this story.
So impossible, truly. And I actually found that a lot of mine were similar to Lauren's. So I tried, like, not to completely... choose the same
if
one.
It's, that's what it is.
I do have to say, this is in no particular order, but New Slaves for sure.
Okay. Interesting.
It's just so great. The intensity. Mm-hmm.
First five songs to me are, or first six songs, well, first seven songs are impeccable.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I remember back when I was listening to this album for the first time, the first five songs were just like crazy. And yeah, New Slaves, it was so important to like that build up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. All of the Lights. As I said, I would like to basically walk down the aisle.
So obviously you like that song.
What else? Ultralight Beam.
Okay.
Like, oh man, that song is just so important to my whole life. It just summarizes like everything that I feel and think and like my worldview. Not that I'm not very religious, pretty much at all, but I still just relate to it so much.
And on what level? Like Beamin'?
Beamin', okay. For sure. But also just when there's so much bad stuff going on in the world, which 2016 has been a real shit show, it can be very difficult to be like optimistic about humanity and not dwell on all the bad stuff.
Sure.
You know what I mean? And I feel like this song really gets at that. Just like staying in the light.
Yeah.
And
it pretty much embodied, like, just music-wise and production-wise.
Yeah, exactly.
So it and can get like, you feeling better.
Yes.
Yeah.
And just, like, approaching things with love still. Mm. And not necessarily, like, looking to God even for me, but just, like, the positives or, I don't know.
Well, I think that's an important part of the song. It's not about God. Mm-hmm. It's about finding, like, what inspires you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just love every single part of it. I love Kirk Franklin's thing. It just, like, gets me in the right headspace.
And, of course, you're a Chance fan.
Huge Chance fan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Loved the SNL performance. Okay, that
they're
was
so happy.
Three. I have to say Streetlights has become a sleeper hit for me.
Mm.
It also makes me cry a lot.
Mm.
There's not, like, a lot of Kanye songs are, like, I don't know, very specifically to him. But this one I just relate to a lot. Like, when you're just in moments in your life where you're like, oh, man, things are real shit. And you're just, like, not – you know where you want to be, just like it says, but you're not there yet.
Mm.
And just his emotion in his voice in that song, you just feel it.
Sure.
And, like, been there myself.
Chris and I are big fans.
Are you really?
Oh, yeah. Streetlights, yeah.
Yeah. When that song – when I have 808s on in the car – I'll get to Streetlights, and I'll just end up looping Streetlights again and again and again and again.
I've looped Streetlights several
like
times.
Yes.
15 times, yeah.
Because it's pretty short, too.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, no, I'm not done with this.
<Mm-mm>.
I need to listen to this at least seven more times. Oh, man.
Talk about – it's weird because it embodies so much hope and also so much, like
– right.
Sadness that, like, your fate sealed. I don't know how it simultaneously like appeals to the like romantic notions in me while also mm-hmm. appealing to like the woe is me like depressive notion like aspects of my psyche.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't it lead into Bad News? Like that's to me the sequence on the album is amazing.
Yeah, it's either Bad News or Coldest Winter.
Well, either one.
Either
it's
one.
Like
I know.
I think that's very purposeful
mm-hmm.
to have like that kind of that hopeful sort
bad
of
news.
Like yeah, and then to go into Bad News. Like, I feel like
I
he's very conscious of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To say the least. Yeah, I feel stupid for having ignored 808s for years.
Yeah, that was truly...
scary.
Excellent work. Okay, my fifth one. This is truly impossible. You know what? I might have to say Bound 2 as a Kimian fan. I mean, Monster's up there. Oh, it was like a three-way tie between Monster, more like a five-way tie. Monster, Runaway, Famous. I love Famous a lot. But Bound 2, I freaking love it so much. I mean, as a Kimi, like, super fan.
Of course.
I feel like I gotta love it. I love One Good Girl is Worth a Thousand Bitches.
It's true.
I mean, I was like, thanks, Kanye. I really am.
That's funny. Yeah, I would. I mean, for a long time, Bound 2 was like my least favorite song on Yeezus.
It doesn't really like fit in. I mean, kind of does.
I think it does, but it. I mean, sonically, it kind of does actually. It's kind of like a different direction, but I think purposely.
Yes.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like because Yeezus is so harsh, then you get to Bound 2, which is like so, like musical.
Yeah.
Finally.
Yeah. Totally.
Mm-hmm. You know what song I also really like that is like a stupid, quote unquote, stupid Kanye song is Good Life.
I like Good Life.
Welcome to the Good Life.
Yeah, it's a fun one.
It's
I like the video.
It's such a fun one. Yeah, the video is great.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a great summer jam. This 4th of July, consider blasting it.
Mm, doing it. It's happening.
Nice recommendation. Nice recommendation.
Okay.
I was really hoping you had a. As your fourth song, Flashing Lights.
That was actually in my five-way tie
really?
At the end.
Flashing Lights?
Yeah.
Okay. So you get all the lights in there.
I love all the lights songs, yeah.
Really you like do. All the lights, or you like all of the lights?
Both.
Okay.
Both.
I do I would like actually... Flashing Lights a lot. Remember that music video?
It's a good one. That it's like a half one. Music video. It doesn't do the whole song.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah.
I need to watch that now. God.
So
I know nothing of Kanye music videos.
You hadn't seen Black Skinhead before we did that episode.
No.
It's crazy.
No. I'm out of the loop. I just need to have a day where I sit and watch all Kanye music videos.
I feel like I always discover new ones. He has so many at this point.
Also, you know what we recommend is going back and listening to Kanye guest verses. Travis and I were doing that at work this week.
Yeah.
If our employer is listening, we do work.
Hey, I just motivates me.
Yeah, exactly. But specifically, Beyonce's song "Ego."
It's very good.
Yes, he has a great verse on that. The remix, also "Knock You Down," which is a Carrie Hilson song. Talk about rando with Neo in it. The music video for that. If you're looking for some A+ Kanye acting, like this is what's up.
It's good stuff. Mm-hmm. What was the British woman's video?
Oh, okay. Travis had never heard of American Boy by Estelle.
I don't know.
What?
I know.
I listened to it and I was like, I've definitely never heard this.
What?
I was just like, were you living under a rock?
Yeah. I wasn't.
Oh my God, that's when I was a hobo.
Oh, that's, yeah. I just, radio was not, it wasn't even that I like actively rejected radio. I was just like, it just was not something I was
aware of. Not part of your life.
At all.
Wow.
Like, I had no idea.
That's my favorite Kanye feature.
It's great.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah.
I was living in Australia in a hostel with a bunch of, like, Europeans, and that song came on one night, and they had me dancing on the table.
Oh, my God.
Being like, the American boy! I was the only American there. And then they started calling me Yankee.
Like, could be worse.
Yeah, it certainly could be.
Your center of attention.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that song's great. Have you, All Your Fault, any thoughts on All Your Fault?
Is that the name of the song we're talking about?
No.
No, that's a Big Sean Kanye
collab. Love it.
Jinx.
Love it. I'm telling you, I'm just a huge Big Sean, and put him and Kanye together and I'm there. That sounds awesome.
I do agree. But I couldn't take myself seriously if I was like, not that I do take myself, this is stupid, I'm shutting up now.
We need to have a Big Sean episode. Well, we talked about having protege episodes.
Oh, that'd be great.
So one would be for Big Sean, for sure.
Yeah. Good idea.
Oh, can't wait for the Cuddy one.
Oh, boy.
I'm also defending Cuddy, so.
Yeah.
Of course.
All right. You play defense. I'll play offense.
Okay. I'm on board. I'm just going to use clips from Comedy Bang Bang to show how funny Kid Cudi
is. I'll use clips from Speeding Bullet to Heaven. And
from all of his albums.
Oh my God, except for the first one. Ew, that's pretty rough.
Yeah.
I like the first
Man
one.
The Moon
Me
had
too.
Some good parts, though. Well, so is there anything else for Story Time?
Story A time.
Story A time. You know, yeah, what? I think I got it all out.
Yeah, that was your story A.
Wow.
Front to back. Oh,
I feel cleansed.
Thanks for sharing.
All right, we're closing.
My pleasure.
The final page on this story A.
The end.
Well, good night, everybody.
We're also going to do, I guess we're just going to go ahead and do a news episode now, too, so you can look forward to that.
Correct.
Yes.
Soon.
Yes, we are.
Tomorrow, I don't know. But yeah, and then we'll have another story A in 2 weeks, right?
Ooh.
Yes. Yes, we will.
We're going to do it.
We'll announce the guest next week.
Mystery. Can't tell you. Could be Kanye. Could be a random throner.
Ooh, you know what would be cool? Try to get Amber Rose.
Yeah, I trust me. If I can get Amber Rose, I know she's going to.
Yeah, let's, I should have just called her. I don't know why I didn't.
Yeah,
I
know. Yeah, thanks for reminding us.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, well, until the next episode, which is in a few seconds.
All right, peace.
Peace.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.